In May 1970, aged 89, 3 years before his death, Pablo Picasso displayed with no frames, on bare stone walls, a large number of his latest paintings. These crude, raw, provocatively sexual images were met with confusion and disappointment, if not horror.
They didn't understand that revolution in line, in color.
Flocking to venerate Picasso, the colossus of modern art, his admirers expected echoes of museum masterpieces, the compassion of the Blue Period, or the inventiveness of Cubism. By comparison, they judged the new work as incomprehensible, evidence of terminal decline. Were they right? Or had they missed a final statement of artistic genius?
The great Pablo Picasso was thoroughly fêted at his French Riviera home on his 80th birthday.
10 years earlier, the titan of the 20th century had been on top of the world. Public interest in him was insatiable. The bullfight-loving, millionaire t-shirted genius seemed invincible, or so he thought. "I can say shit to anyone," he said.